Apparently last night we missed out on an amazing meteor shower and a comet. A comet on top of that as well, all in one go too. Double whammy, bang, last night.
Mm-mm.
So between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. Is around about when all this went down. And from the comments I'm reading on Twitter, people said it was amazing. Unbelievable scenes last night. Now, good news is, Pollard, Shane from Woiwoi called the show and said it happens again tonight.
Oh, well, I mean, get ready for it.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to do it.
What time?
Well, I wouldn't mind a more specific time than just between 2 and 5, because that's 3 hours I've got to sit there and wait for it. Do we know a more specific time, producer Matt?
So last night's one, if you think it's going to be the same, they said the last half hour in particular leading up, so 4:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. is your best chance, but it'll be going consistently from 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Hey, that's good for us. 4:30 to 5 is great time for us. We're sort of up around that time anyway. 2's a bit crazy. It's middle of the night stuff, but 4:30, I'll do that. I'll get up a bit earlier for 4:30. Now, what I did put out there, Pollard, on 13, 12, 16, what? I love it.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Is call us and tell us whether you saw it or not, whether you did or didn't, and we have to guess whether you actually saw it or not, Pollard. Oh. So this could be someone here that actually saw it or didn't see it, and they're just trying to convince us that they saw it. Phil from Kingcumber is willing to take on the challenge. Morning, Phil.
Filthy Phil.
Hello again, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Welcome. Welcome back
Convince
on air.
Us. Did you or did you not see this meteor shower?
Oh, I saw it. I get up at 3:30 to do my exercises. Fortunately, I left my towel in my car, and up, you look up and there you are. It's like one of my old science experiments at school that went wrong.
Okay. It's
explosive. Yeah, you got to get out there, Gawndy.
No, I'm keen, definitely.
Can't talk about it, mate. You've got to get out there, hey?
Yeah, I've got to see it. So just describe it to me. I know you said it's kind of like one of your old science projects, but just what exactly did you see as you looked to the skies?
Well, you see like a trail, you see the lights, and it's like all the... it's hard to explain. You got to see it really to believe it, but it's like the star. You know, have you seen Halley's Comet before? You see like a tail, and then you see like a little explosion. So it's like the stars, but they're just moving.
Fibber.
You don't think he's telling the truth?
Oh, first of all, sus. Who works out at 3:30 in the morning?
check my Instagram out. You'll see.
All right. I'll back you in there, Phil. I'm going to say you did see it last night. You can tell us right now whether you did see it or not.
No, I didn't. But oh.
Phil.
I try because I know if I don't get my missus a Mother's Day present, I will be seeing stars. So
you did explain it very well. You said
no, he didn't. That was the worst explanation I've ever heard.
I'm gullible, mate. I'm telling you.
I do get up at 3:30 and train, but I'll be going out this morning, tomorrow morning, and looking.
Yeah, now that we know
that's
it's there.
Early.
Yeah.
I do. I love it. Get up early. Get your training in. Get it done. Get fit. Get healthy.
Christ.
Get it done.
You're like, who's that famous actor that gets up at those stupid times?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
That's what Mark Wahlberg does. Psychopath.
He's up at crazy times.
Filthy Phil.
All right.
Psycho.
Well, I'm going to give him the Mother's Day pack for his efforts this morning.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
About 20
legend. Oh,
GPS.
God, he's got his GPS on and everything, this guy. Phil,
you are over the joint, mate.
You are the most unprofessional caller we've ever had, Phil.
I know, but I do that all the time. Well, shut up. You know what? I've got to change this voice, right, to a male voice, because I don't trust the female telling me whether to turn left or right.
Listen, do you want this Mother's Day gift or not?
Yeah, because otherwise I will be seeing stars, hey?
You're take right. It back. That's sexist behaviour.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Mm. Yep. Take it back.
I take that back.
Good.
I'm going the wrong way now, though.
Sucked in.